Good morning, world.
It's me, the Black Diamond. Just chilling out with London on this wealthy Wednesday. Hope everyone is well. I'm just, you know, thanking God this morning for waking up. I can hear, taste, feel, smell. And I'm in good health and good feeling and good breakfast, good cup of coffee. And just want to let you guys know that, you know, no matter what the obstacles may be, or, you know, the snakes in the grass that could be crawling that you can't see. We all know about those. You got to still keep on living. And that's what I'm teaching myself, to keep on living no matter what, you know, the haters, as we say, or the enemy, you know, is trying to put up against me. Just go ahead and do what I got to do and stay focused, because I have a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old that's watching me, you know, and I want them to see nothing but greatness and determination and, you know, the go-getter in their mother.
Here you go, baby.
I'm gonna, you okay, Jigaboo? Okay. And, you know, I'm gonna make sure that they have the best. So that's why now I'm building myself up, you know. I want to do my podcast daily. And to all of you out there that's listening to my podcast, join me daily, weekly, whenever I feel like I want to get on here and talk. You know, I can just go ahead and speak out how I feel, and just, you know, if anybody want to, you know, state their opinion, it really doesn't matter, because I'm just venting and getting out what I want to say and just, you know, giving you a part of my world. But I try to just focus on future, you know, future wealth for the girls, you know, in case I die or something. I met a lot of, you know, young people who lost their mothers at young ages, and, you know, no life policies, life insurance policies, wills, assets, nothing for the children. And I don't want to do that to my children, which I have 4. I have a 2-year-old, London, and I have a 9-year-old, Brooklyn. My oldest daughter, her name is Asia. She's 20 years old. My son, he's 17 years old. His name is Arion. He'll be 18 this year. My oldest will be 21. Brooklyn will be 10. London's going on 3. I'm a single mother. I'm originally from South Carolina, generated over in North Carolina. So I'm just from the Carolinas. I generated from Carolina, moved up to New York City. I live upstate New York, downstate New York, all through New York. And I love it and hate it, just like I love it and hate it here. But, hey, I got to keep living. What I'm doing now, with all that being said, which the story goes on, I want to tell you guys all about it, bits and pieces. But we can't get my whole life in one podcast. So you got to follow me. You got to listen to me. You got to check Anchor out. They're so cool. It's free. You can download it. They have an app, the Anchor.fm, or the Anchor app on your app store, and download it, and, you know, look me up, Black Diamond 2020, BlackDimond 2020, and, you know, hey, come check me out, see what I'm talking about, what I got to say. And I want you guys to know that, me as an artist and a mother, it's not easy trying to live the normal life and want to be a celebrity at the same time, because you get some days where you're dealing with the kids like, you know what, okay, I don't want to hear nothing about no music, no books, no businesses, no nothing. But then I know I got to stay on top of that so I can try to go ahead and generate some wealth for the world. So I'm almost finished with my second book. I'm trying to do some research on some publishing. I have 2 of my corporations on the line.
You know, setting up me some networking events, and, you know, trying to generate wealth for my corporations, and in the near future, create, you know, jobs. I want my own, you know, business plan to forfeit the way that I visualize it, but I know I'm going to have to put in a lot of work. So I don't want to talk you to death about that. And I just want to let y'all know that I'm in good spirit. This cup of coffee is still good.
Lola's in her little world with her babies and... Oh, I had to take a little sip there.
And, you know, hey, we're just doing our normal Wednesday thing, working from home, hop on the computer in a little bit and do a little research, do a little reading, do a little writing, typing, you know, all that good stuff. But I want all of you to know that it's not all about me. I want to wish you well as well. And, you know, I'm always here to inspire. I've been like that since a kid. I'm born on Halloween. And I always been like that as a kid. Just want to, like, be the life of the party or lighten up somebody's day that's probably having a crabby, just... crazy day or something like that, or annoyed day. I just want to make you feel better, because I mean, I don't want to make you feel better with my sob story, but you know, just try to brighten people's world up out there, because you know, depression, suicide, homicide, drugs, murder, loss of a loved one, widows, you know, they all out there. You know what I'm saying? All of us done been through something out here. You know, and sometimes you just want to listen to a few jewels that can be dropped on your life for, you know, that could help you see a little different. And hey, it's 2020. I got perfect vision. I actually, that's one of my songs on the EP I just recorded. And what I'm thinking about doing is, I'm going to share that with you guys as well. But check out my previous episodes that I had recorded earlier during the week, and see what I was talking about. Check me out. Come check me out every week. Follow me. Send me a message. Hey, if you out there, have a blessed day.